Hi, it's Dahlia, and you're probably here because you're expecting a show today. But you're going to have to wait a couple more days, and I promise, it's going to be worth it. Back in January, our team piled into a rideshare in Washington, D.C., headed to the Supreme Court. We were kind of excited. And so, as it turns out, was Pam, our driver.
Where are you going?
We're interviewing Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
What? Oh, wow. Oh, that is so exciting. Now, how did you all get chosen to do it?
The truth is somebody at the magazine had a very cool idea about interviewing all of the women who entered Harvard Law School with her. It turns out there was like a whole bunch of them, and they are kind of interesting. And so we have gone through and interviewed the surviving ones, the families of the ones who are not surviving. Mm-hmm. But it's like an amazing little like snapshot of what their lives, you know.
So is that what this story is?
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a weird moment out of history, you know.
Well,
Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Much success to you. I'll be looking for the articles.
Yes. Late. Listen for you too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye.
On Tuesday, July 21st, Amicus presents The Class of RBG, the stories of the women of Harvard Law School's class of 1959, the other women, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a two-part special audio series.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com. From the jury selection, to the opening arguments, to the witness testimony and cross-examination, and the prosecution's case and the defense's case, and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so much.